Okay, so my name is Gabor Sabo, and I'm going to talk about working with upstream distributing Perl modules from CPAN. A little background: I've been programming for about 20 years, and I've been involved in the Perl committee for about 10 years. And I wonder, among the people here, who is using Perl? Can you raise your hand? Okay, so almost everyone. And anyone is involved in the packaging Perl for distributions, current distributions? Okay. So let's see a couple of issues, and I would like to talk about these. Anyone knows what Smolder is? Okay, so it's a web application collecting test data from Perl, but it doesn't really matter because, in fact, it's also a module on CPAN. So if I want to install it, then I just go and try to install it from my package management system, right? So for example, I'm using Ubuntu, so therefore, I'm trying to search if Smolder is there in the package management system. I'm using 9.10, and it's not found. It's not there. So I have another case where I see some problem. Some employee in a company needs to install a Perl script I just gave to him. That Perl script uses various modules from CPAN. So what does the user need to do? He needs to first install those modules. So the recommendation from the distributions, from the Fedora people, the Ubuntu distributions, is to use their own tools to install these modules. So they go and they say, aptitude search, try Tiny, which is a module on CPAN. Great, not found. So we have another problem here. And just the third case, which is actually the same, that I go and try to write some application and search on CPAN for some module, for solution, and then once I found the module I want to use, I go to Ubuntu trying to install it, aptitude search, I can't find it. Probably you've encountered similar situation, right? Yeah. Okay, so how big is this problem? Who has never encountered such problem? So every module he wanted to install was always... Okay, I take it that I'm one person slightly, okay? So how big is this problem, you might ask? That's a big problem. This is the statistics I just found. CPAN has about 20,000 packages now. Maybe not today, maybe only tomorrow, but it's getting there. We are about 19,500, I think. Ubuntu 9.10, the latest one, has about 1,900. So it's about 10%. And Ubuntu 8.4, which is the long-term support, which many people use on web servers, probably, or other places, has now 6%. Probably when it came out, it was also 10%, just CPAN is growing so fast that now it went down to 6%. So we see that lots of modules are missing. Obviously, we don't need all of the modules. I mean, many people know that there are a couple of modules on CPAN, I think 3 or 4, that are not that useful. But maybe 5, I don't know. But actually, we need a lot more than what we have in Ubuntu. And I took Ubuntu as an example. Basically, it also means that Debian has more or less the same number of packages. Probably might be a bit more, might be a bit less. I'm not exactly familiar with the counting there. Fedora has probably a similar number of modules. Red Hat has, I think, 43. So we have a much bigger problem there. And other distributions probably have similarly small numbers, or even less, more of them. The only thing that has, I think, more is FreeBSD, if I count it here somewhere, probably. So there are a couple of solutions for this, of course. When a person doesn't find a module, can go and use the CPAN client, either with local lib or without local lib. There's a solution for that. You can go, and I'm not really familiar with the Fedora world, where they usually go and find RPM some unofficial RPM repositories. I think, at least in Ubuntu, I haven't used that. So I don't know if there are such, if there are many such places, but I never tried it. Or you can build your own private RPM or Debian repository or just a single package for that module and then install that one. So these are various solutions. You can also mix these things. You can try to install all the packages that it's possible from the package management system and install the rest of the packages that are not there from CPAN, so you can have various solutions. But of course, we all know that besides the fact that the distributors, the Linux distributions, recommend always using the package management system, there are certainly some advantages for using them. So why are there so few packages? And actually, probably at the beginning of my talk, I should have told you that it's not really a full talk. So I really would like to get people ask questions or tell their ideas. So anyone, ideas, any more ideas besides these? Just think about them. So I think that the main reasons that I hear is that users don't ask for more modules. I've heard that both on the Debian list, Debian load packagers list, and on the Fedora, mainly from them, that users just don't ask for more packages. And I've heard a couple of times that many modules are not worth it. So you just don't package them. Okay. And obviously there are, so these are the what I hear. I obviously know that it's time consuming to package modules. I mean, there are 20,000, too many. It's also time consuming to keep them up to date because CPAN is working fast. It's not always important or good to keep up to date to the latest, because the latest is also the breakest. So we want to be more conservative, probably, in there. And obviously, lack of volunteers, which goes together with this. So any other reasons you might think? Anyone? Yeah?
Sometimes it's quite hard to actually convince people that they should somehow maintain your module as a package.
You mean, as a CPAN author, it's hard to get someone to package your...
Yes.
Yeah. I think it goes back to this point, right? That
yeah, at least in Debian, it's not about users not asking for more modules, despite what they're saying in the mailing list. There are quite a few open requests, but there aren't enough people who want to actually package them.
Yeah, so that's this point, yeah. Which is, I mean, okay, that's what we have. Okay, yeah. Any other ideas, reasons?
I don't know how other administrators are working with Perl, but it's also very easy to use CPAN directly, so maybe people are not using packages just for that part of the system, and just use CPAN directly to get dependencies solved and the latest version. And
yeah, actually, because it's like a chicken and egg problem, basically. Because there's not enough CPAN modules packaged by the various distributions, or certainly there are missing ones. So there is an alternative way, which is quite good, using CPAN PM or CPAN plus PM, installing those modules locally or some other solution. So we don't really need those modules packaged, so we ask them less, maybe. That's another reason. So let's go over the items, at least what I have. So users don't ask for modules is, well, besides of those folks here who are more aware of open source and how this works and how that you can actually ask these things, most of the users actually are not socialized to do that. Most of the users I encounter, and I've been teaching Perl, and I'm doing consulting at companies, so I go a lot of times to companies, to people who are not aware really of open source. They only know about, oh, it's free, we can take it, and free as in beer. We can use it, and we don't have to do anything, and we don't have to think and give back anything. And that's many users I encounter, and that's okay, but we have to understand that they won't tell us that they need something, because they are not socialized to it. The corporate policy forbids it, maybe. I mean, they are not used to talking to the vendor and Debian or Fedora or whoever is a vendor for them. So they're not used to talk to them. It might cost money, and they won't do it, and they're used to this. But maybe the most important thing, that it won't have them, because they need the thing now, right? And they have some Fedora. Maybe it's even the latest Fedora. Usually it's not. Usually they are running on some 2, 3, 4 years old version of the operating system. But even if it's the latest, if I ask now to, oh, please package this smolder, and if the Fedora people are packaging it in the next 5 minutes, it's still not helping me because it's not in the repository in the one. So they won't ask. Many modules are not worth it. Yes, there are modules that are not worth distributing really in the extra work to package them. It's good that they are on CPAN for historical reasons or to frighten people or I don't know what. But it's not worth the extra time. But there are actually a lot more than worth it. So at least definitely not more than 10%. I don't have a real number, but a lot more than 10%. I know that personally I have, and I have a limited use of Perl, but at least I have a couple of hundreds of modules that are not in Ubuntu that I'm using, either for myself or some at a client or something. So what can we do? In order to solve this, we need a better way to indicate it, that we need this module, because people won't tell it and so on. And we need to indicate the quality, which modules should be packaged. So if people don't tell it, we sort of the community, the Perl community, the CPAN community, should indicate the quality of the modules, the preference, which one is more important, which one is less important to package, so we see. It's time consuming to package. Well, the solution is both trying to further automate the packaging, the repackaging process, which is just better integration of the CPAN tools and the nice CPAN tool change that you know about and the packaging tools. Catch issues earlier. Both on the Fedora, and I don't know about any other distributions having a Perl packager mailing list or CPAN packager mailing list. Only Fedora and Debian. If there are more, please let me know. I'll subscribe and spam you with my ideas. Okay? So, in most mailing lists, I've heard that the major problem they encounter is licensing, that the licensing is not to what they want. Having it in every file or whatever, it doesn't really matter, but they have some standards, and not many CPAN modules, or most of the CPAN modules, might not be in that standard. And so, that's one of the issues. And another one I just discussed yesterday is a list of dependencies. It's an RPM problem, or the RPM people encountering it, that when they're trying to parse the Perl source code and extract what modules are needed, what are the dependencies, they don't find it easily or correctly. And I'm not really sure the whole issue and why actually they are parsing the source code of the Perl modules, while the Perl packages are supplying the meta-yaml file, which is supposed to list all the packages needed to run this module. And actually, if it's missing something, then it's a bug in the module. So it's a bug to be reported. So I don't think that RPM or Debian or ever anything, any other packagers should rely on parsing the Perl source code. Should rely just on the meta-yaml file, and if it's missing or it's not, the information is not full, then it should just report as a bug. And maybe they need to patch something there in order to package immediately, but report back to the upstream, right? And I just encountered this because I have a project which is called Padre. I'm going to give a lightning talk about this, which is an IDE. But the point is that it's running on both Windows and on Linux. And I just saw a bug report that Padre is dependent on Win32 API on Fedora. And why is it in the dependency list? It's because the code has something like, if we are running on Windows, then load Win32 API and do something. And they were parsing that information And they saw blindly, basically, because they didn't see the if the condition. They just saw that we are requiring the Win32 API instead of looking at the meta.yaml file, which doesn't have Win32 API in it. Which actually leads to a problem we have just discussed with Dave Cross, that the meta.yaml actually should list that for Windows, or clearly. But that's a separate story that needs to be solved separately. But for now, the Linux distributions should rely on meta.yaml, and if it's not correct, should report the bugs. A lack of volunteers? Well, give talks. Obviously on FOSDEM I'm trying to push this now, but there are the various pro conferences, the APSIS, both in Europe and in the US and in other places. I haven't mentioned the OSDC, which is in Australia usually and in other places also, the Open Source Developer Conference, or the Perl workshops, or even on the Perl meetings. So if you are a Linux distributor and you need volunteers, one of the best ways is to go to these meetings and encourage more people to teach them how it's done, that it's not that difficult and how it's done, and to encourage them to help you. There's another issue, a separate issue, that there is a partial communication between the downstream and the upstream, meaning the Linux distributors or BSD or whatever, doesn't really matter in this case, and the upstream, meaning the CPAN authors. Now I know that the CPAN authors are a large number of people. It's sort of like CPAN is one thing, but there are 20,000 packages from, I don't know, I think 7,000 authors. And yes, we know that many CPAN authors or some CPAN authors disappear or don't respond, and yeah, that's a known problem also internally in the Perl community, of course, that people change their priorities and start doing other things and stop responding, but that's okay, that's the nature of the world. But probably we'll have to find some way to solve this issue within the CPAN Perl community to answer to those questions. So for example, instead of trying to contact the author directly, whom might have disappeared, went on vacation for 3 months, or I don't know what, there might be a central place to contact the CPAN, not like the CPAN maintainers, who are just administrative people, but some people, a task force, who is going to look after modules that are being distributed, or are up to being distributed by the Linux distributions, but that have no continuous maintenance. So to get answer and to handle that part. On the other hand, from the downstream, we are missing some information, or partially again. I know one that is like, I think a year or two ago, and I was talking with some Debian with Jeremiah and some other Debian people, that some data, that they are collecting some data. So at least for Debian, I know that they are sometimes patching the modules, they are sometimes getting bug reports, and this information not always reaches the upstream. Okay? Obviously, it shouldn't go like someone is manually updating them, because that's... So we should have a flow of data back to the upstream. Also, the CPAN author doesn't want to go to each distribution and check whether Debian and Fedora and Mandriva and each one of them has a bug report for my module and why, and have they patched it. So we should somehow be able to collect this information and represent for them either in the standard Perl RTQ, the request tracker of CPAN, or some other way, but collected way. And also we might get all kind of other information. For example, we might get popularity statistics. I think Debian has this popularity collection, data collection. So I don't know if we could use that information again. I don't know if it's very useful for many people or if they are interested, but some of us definitely are. A little background of I saw, I think, oh, maybe 2.5 people who are not Perl users here. So CPAN is basically a really small thing, right? CPAN is just pose where we upload the modules and, okay, another question. Who is a CPAN author here? Just so, yeah, quite a lot of people here. So it's not used for pose, it's where you upload the modules. CPAN is the actual site where you distribute is basically only an FTP server. It's an FTP and a collection of files, even hashed by the name of the author, so it's not really useful for searching or finding anything. It's just there for the distribution. And then the tons of mirrors, both public and private. And what it does, it just distributes data in source code, in source code format, and it provides a fairly simple indexing of these things. Basically, that's what CPAN is. But then we have the CPAN ecosystem, which is what we know, the packaging, the three main packaging tools, module build and module install and xutils, MakeMaker, and the installation and the searching, search CPAN and Cope search, the main two search engines. But you all know about the cross-platform testing. These are all separate from actual CPAN, even if many people think that they are sort of integrated. They are obviously not integrated well enough, but from some point of view, they are. So there are the testing reports that we recently revived, and they're really good, and many other things, you know. So a couple of ideas. Any questions so far or ideas here? How to solve these problems for the packaging problem? No. Okay. Time, do you know?
You've had 25 minutes.
25 minutes more?
No, you've got
that's the same.
20 minutes more.
Okay, so a couple of ideas I had collected basically from all kind of people. I'm just showing it. That we can try to figure out both from both sides, from the distributors and the CPAN authors, to see how we can improve the flow, how we can improve that we have a lot more packages being packaged by the distributor, by the Linux distributions. So the distributions can supply some data, what they have collected. It would be really nice if we had easy way to get, I'll go one step back. Basically, that I gave you this number that about 10% of the packages are there for in Ubuntu, but I don't really have the exact number. I don't know exactly which packages are there. And I have no clue about other distributions. I can run aptitude search on my box, which is it, but I don't know about earlier versions, and I would like to have this information about various versions of the various distributions without installing them, without having to know anything. So downloading them from a website, the information of which packages, which CPAN packages are packaged by them, which version of them, and then the list of bugs they have in their database, so I can report back to a central database, the list of downstream patches. So if anything, if a Perl module was patched, I would like to have it in a way that it's easy to extract and easy to report back to the CPAN author. So Debian has something due to our previous conversations. And recently there was this CPAN module created, the module package generator, which has a plugin for the Mandriva, because the guy who's maintaining Mandriva, a lot of Perl modules in Mandriva, he wrote this. And it's in, I think it's generating a SQL SQLite file from this information that there is in Mandriva. He created it a couple of weeks ago, so the next step I'm going to do is try to integrate it and report it somewhere from the CPAN side, but we need probably to see how other distributions can create the same module for themselves and then create the reporting That would be great, and then we'll see how we can go on from there, from this data. So once we have all this data from the various distributions, we can display them on the CPAN related sites of the Perl community. There is CPANs. Who knows about CPANs? Okay, it's a less known service because it's even less integrated into the search CPAN. The point is that it's not the right place to collect this information, but we did it there because that was easier to do. So we have the data that Debian is supplying displayed there. But again, both the data is partial, and this is not really the right place to do that. Coop Search, which is the second search engine, sort of, less known, of CPAN. It includes a list of the PPM packages, so for Windows. So for Windows, many users, or most of the users, are still using ActivePerl. And ActiveState is distributing in probably a similar way as Debian or Fedora. They are distributing the CPAN packages compiled to Windows and they have a tool called PPM to install them. So in a way, they are similar to the distributions, the Linux distributions. And they have, I think, now like 10,000 packages, actually, in their repository, but still are missing a lot of other. So there are various websites, just like in the RPM world, there are various websites packaging those modules for Windows into this PPM format. And Coop Search is actually collecting this information. So if you are a Windows user and using ActivePerl and need a PPM version, which is a compiled version, so for all persons, it's thanks. So for all purposes, it's quite similar to what Debian or Fedora does. They have this information somehow collected, so you can go to this search engine and if you're looking for some module that for some reason ActiveState doesn't distribute, you might be able to find another place that does distribute. So this is a good idea to take maybe even for Fedora, because the people might go to the other places, the RPM find the places, but it would be nice to display this information on one of the search engines. So where to find the RPM of this module? Or that this module, when I find this module, this is actually included into Fedora 12. And this one is in Fedora 12, but in repository something else, not the standard or whatever. Okay, so this is there where some of the data is already displayed. Then the search CPAN, which is currently the primary place to search for modules, it doesn't display any of this information. Maybe we would like to display that. We have the actual issue there that it's not open source, the code of it. Hopefully we can get it there because that's the central place. But anyway, CPAN Forum, which is a project I've been non-maintaining, I've just restarted working on it, and there I'm planning to include this information, which is less central right now, but hopefully by this information we can get more interest also people to look at this, if we can have a central place to collect this data. There was this idea about a path-through CPAN installation. So if I'm trying to install, for example, Smolder, that I mentioned earlier, then Smolder itself is not packaged by Ubuntu. But most of its dependencies are packaged. So if I can't install Smolder by aptitude, what I need is go to the CPAN shell and install from there. But then all of the dependencies will come from CPAN directly, not from Ubuntu, which would be my preference. So I would like to see sort of a plugin to CPAN shell, the CPAN PM, that if I type in install Smolder, it will, for every dependency, it will try to see if the operating system, Debian for example, or Ubuntu, has this package already packaged and install that version. And only install from CPAN the things that are not distributed by the package management system. And in addition, maybe to report that, okay, here is this list that I had to install from CPAN because they are not distributed. And then this information can be supplied back to the maintainers of Ubuntu Debian as a certain popularity of things that they don't have, that they would it would be important to package. So somehow the thing, that's the reporting the missing ones. So obviously this should be, this could be done after we have the list of packages and we have a mapping between the CPAN name and the Debian name or Fedora name of the packages. That can be done. So for the same data that I told earlier that it would be nice to have from the distributions can be used also for this, to install, to have this path through installation. Obviously we can improve the CPAN packages as well. So we can improve the license checking either in CPAN. CPAN already has a way of checking if the module has license or if the metadata has the information of the license. The checking is not to the exact liking of Debian, so we're not checking exactly what they checking. They are checking, I think. So we should do that. So we can already, once the person uploads a CPAN module, we can already tell that, okay, this module doesn't stand in the expectations of Debian or Fedora, and this you could do, and then it will be obvious how to package it by Debian. And then we could eliminate basically that problem. Here's a question, yeah. What are the other issues that could be checked automatically that are disturbing the ease of distribution, ease of repackaging? That's an open question, actually. Anyone? Any ideas? Yeah?
If you want to automate something to get Debian packages, you need to have information in metadata YAML on how the package is compiled and where libraries are stored so that you could automate that to get a Lishin compatible package and then automatically build it, which would be able to get into Debian volatile.
I'm not sure I understood. You say that when Debian is, when Ubuntu is mirroring from Debian, right?
Yeah.
Then where Debian installed should be in the meta YAML?
No, but how to build a certain Perl module, if you have that information into a standardized format which could easily be parsed, you could quite easily package about half of CPAN automatically.
Oh, so. Wait, you're saying that if you know how to where to install things, if the CPAN authors tell you where to install things, then it's easier to automate.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's a problem because CPAN is these modules are supposed to be able to be used on many platforms, not only on Unix. So, and it's, in the end, it should be up to the distributions where to install things, right? Sorry. Yeah.
Query the CPAN module about module metadata like description and etc. And the quality of the metadata I can get from the CPAN module is very, very different for different modules. And what I need for making a BSD port is a one-line description and something like a few sentences, a longer description. And it's very difficult to get this. The one-line description usually is in the man page, but the readmes are mostly useless. Many readmes don't even tell what the module does.
Yeah. Well, there is no standard of... Okay, so the point is that some of the information that NeuroBSD, right?
Yeah.
Needs, and maybe other distributions, is in addition to a one-liner of what the module does, some more detailed description, and probably some other information that is not in the meta YAML, and it's obviously hard to extract. Yes, we know that the readme files have no standard at all. They used to, 8 minutes, well, they used to have a purpose once when search CPAN didn't exist, because then the CPAN client, people were using the CPAN client and could see the readme file and so on. So many people don't see any too much purpose in the readme file anymore, because now search CPAN actually can show you the whole content. But it's a good point, and we should think about, and we should discuss it later on, what exact informations, what types of informations you might need, so we can communicate it back to the community deciding on the format of the MetaYAML file and then push it, this information there. Yes.
I think from a metadata point of view, the previous person also was thinking about there are multiple ways to build file modules, and that that way is not indicated externally in the metadata, so it could be MacMaker, it could be module build. You don't know as long as you don't read the documentation coming with the file module. If it was externally available in the metadata tag, you could automate the creation of the package much more easily.
Oh, so you're saying, if I understand it, you're saying that you, that the package doesn't really indicate the whether it's used, whether the I mean, the, basically there are three main ways to package a module, and which one
which
is
one?
Being used. It's not. I think it's not indicated in the MetaYAML, right? But it's what I think it should be obvious. If you have a build PL, then use that. If you don't have, then use makefile PL. I think because build PL is only present if you have module build. So I'm not sure if this information is not. I mean, maybe we should extract this information and put it into the MetaYAML file to make it parsable, and so people won't even need to look in another place. That's okay. But I think we already have a logic how to do that.
It is right? In the metadata.
Sorry?
It is in the build dependencies, build requires.
Build requires?
You have
build requires will have module install or module build or XDuce or MakeMaker in it.
The build requires. Okay,
requires.
So the MetaYAML, okay. So what they are saying that the MetaYAML is supposed to have a build requires entry. It should list either module build or XDuce MakeMaker in it, and that should be the indication. But that it doesn't prevent us from creating a separate field that's saying, okay, this is the builder, which is, I mean, extracting some of the information that we already have there and put it in the meta file, so it would be easier to parse. And exactly the point that we were discussing, that RPM builders shouldn't parse the packages because and find what are the dependencies, because we have already done that. So it's actually similar.
Yeah.
More? Yeah. That's you.
So let's say that we solve all these problems, right?
Yeah.
So from a CPAN package, as a CPAN upper, I can upload a new package, and it's immediately packaged for Debian.
It
right?
Can be done, yeah.
So yeah, let's assume that we can do that already. But anyway, it will take time for this package to, from unstable or something, to come to the stable distribution. Because as a user, I'm using Debian stable in production.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. So you have a delay, that's just
so. Right now, I mean, there's a problem there, because right now to solve this, we have to create, for example, in my case, we have to create an internal Debian repository
mm-hmm.
with our packages, because we need them, like, not right now, but say in 1 week or 2 weeks, that's the maximum acceptable time.
Yeah.
So I don't see how you can actually solve this problem, because if you automate the full chain, so any CPAN upload goes immediately into Debian or whatever distribution, then you still have the sort of stability problem. So, I mean, because Debian people tell you that, of course, if you automate everything, no one actually guarantees you that the packages work.
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, so you say, two things. I think that one is that if you're automating everything, and that every upload to CPAN goes immediately into Debian, then there's no point of the whole thing, because there's no quality control there.
Exactly.
There's no extra additional added value, too much added value in the distribution. So I totally agree that it shouldn't be fully automated, and there should be an extra quality checking there.
I mean, for me, it would be perfect, but...
on the other hand, and that's the other issue, So it shouldn't be fully automated. I mean, I'm still expecting the added value of the distributions of of further quality checking what we are doing. And I'm not planning to get 200% there. I mean, if we are way higher than we are now, it's already will help. The other problem is that you won't get it immediately in your actual use distribution in the Debian stable. And yeah, this problem we can't solve this way. We can reduce the problem there. And most of the people who are using production code, they are supposed to use it on a stable system, and that's okay. They don't have to use the greatest and latest software and break it. And building private RPM or dev repositories, that's a separate story that I didn't leave enough time for that now. But yeah, that should be also done. This automatic system that you can build automatically for your own purposes. Maybe not caring about license.
I think in my case there's also really briefly another problem, which is I tried to see if I could understand what to do to actually package something. I mean, say I want my modules packaged for Debian. So what can I do? But
the packagers tell us.
Yeah, if there's some Debian developer here that can help me, because the entry barrier for me was a bit too... I don't know what to do. It's like tons of things to do, so...
Okay, so let me just finish in the rest of the 1 minute that I have. So that's further issues that we can check. Then there used to be, I think, or even AI just recommended a metric in CPANs that easily repackageable, which would check whether if the licensee is there, whether if this, and all kind of things that we can already check in the CPANs toolchain or the CPAN ecosystem. So by the time the module gets to the redistribution, these issues are already solved mostly. So we need this information, what to check and how to check. And then you can flag it either via CPANs or via some other way to report back to the module authors. And somehow to recommend the packages to be included, so we can try to collect popularity and quality of packages in various ways. We have to think about how to do that. Then there are a couple of ways how to distribution can think about what to package. For example, others are already distributing. So if Fedora is distributing a package, it's likely that it's probably a good package to distribute by Debian as well, and vice versa. So when you're picking up out of the 20,000 which 10 more to package, then you need a preference list, then this could be a way to prioritize things. Then I would say that packages that have external dependencies, C and other things, or XML, these should be packaged by the distributions, the downstreams, because when we go out from the CPAN, then the CPAN client is actually less useful when you need some external dependencies. So those are more important to be packaged there. Or packages that are used by many other CPAN modules, they are probably more important to be packaged. So just when they are thinking about what to package and what not. And a couple of references, Dave Cross is sitting here, and a couple of slides that he wrote, and Stefan Kassel, that he has a presentation up there that you can see about related subjects. And thank you. That's it. Any more questions?
Do you have your slides on your website for this?
I'll get it on my website, And if anyone wants to discuss this further, there is the parallel stand in the red brick building AW, right? It's called?
Yep.
So you're welcome to come by, and then we can discuss it further or after the distro.
And you have also Debian Perl members you have members of Debian Perl group here, me, Gregor over there, and you can talk to us with us also.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.